Hey everybody, it's Friday afternoon. I'm on about my 70th take here of the Boiled Sports Quick Cast. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. We're looking ahead to the Northwestern game right now. It's Friday afternoon, and it's going to be a fun weekend as college football officially starts on Saturday. There are a couple games. Hope you get to tune in. Hope you're as excited as I am. Before I get into three big questions, let me tell you about our sponsor, Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com. You can get Purdue t-shirt. You've heard me say this if you've been here before, but if you enter Boiled at checkout, you'll get 20% off. That's MartinVintage.com. A Purdue family selling you Purdue gear. Check them out. Mom, thanks for watching. Today, I've got three big questions as we get ready to head into the Northwestern game in less than a week. The first question, probably the most important question, is a question we had all season last year. Who's starting at quarterback? Well, it might not be as important as it was last year because we know the way Jeff Brohm handled it last year. You've got two strong quarterbacks, two different quarterbacks in David Blau and Elijah Sindelar. These two guys offer different skill sets. Of course, Sindelar can throw the ball, make about any throw really, a bigger, stronger arm, and Blau is a bit more of a fiery competitor, can move out in the outside of the pocket, can run a little bit. And I believe, just if I'm kind of reading between the lines, that Coach Brohm really likes the way Sindelar throws the ball a little bit better than Blau. Not only comments on the Golden Black show on Big Ten Network, but other things we saw on Media Day and things we've been seeing for about a year. It just seems like there's a slight preference to Sindelar. Also, him playing through an ACL probably endeared him pretty well to his coach. Both guys will get a chance to show what they've got versus Northwestern in a week. The question is, who will be under center? I believe it'll be Blau, since he's a senior. That's kind of the only reason I think he's got the edge. Other than that, I think you'll see both guys. Question number two, will the defense be able to raise its game in the wake of losing all those starters? It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but Coach Holt, we saw what he did last year as he prepared a bunch of guys that hadn't played a lot of football together and surely hadn't played a lot of good football together. Holt had them ready. Northwestern will test Purdue right away. It's not the test that Lamar Jackson and Louisville gave Purdue's defense last year out of the chute, but that defense was a little bit better prepared from a personnel standpoint. This will be interesting. We'll see what happens. I think it's something to watch. I think this defense will be a work in progress. I think they will get better. But right away, I think the offense is going to have to put in some work and get out to a running start. The third and final question going into the Northwestern game for me is, has this team made big strides in the offseason? I think this one is probably going to be the hardest to answer because it's a little bit of a work in progress thing and you're seeing just some new guys in their place. The third question is, has Purdue come far enough to take another step as a program? I think a 7 or 8 win season will be quite good for this program, and I think it's probably about where they'll land, even if things go well. Beating Northwestern would go a long way to starting the momentum, starting this train to getting them someplace this season. The question is, will they be ready? Will the defense be up to snuff? And how far has this program come in just over a year with Jeff Brohm as a head coach? I appreciate you tuning in. I'm excited about next week, as you are, I'm sure. Hope to see you there. If you want to come by and say hi, I like long hugs. Thanks for tuning in. I'm B-Dab. This is the Boiled Sports Quickcast Network. See you.